Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's David Smith.
Okay, welcome to another edition of Illinois Family Spotlight. I am Dave Smith, your host for the day. Joining me is my daughter, Jenna, and we are thrilled to have with us today, Rebecca Leland, and she is going to be talking to us about unsingling. What does that mean? Unsingling. Rebecca, tell us a little bit about yourself and what's this thing called unsingling?
Yes, thank you so much for having me on this spotlight. I appreciate it so much, specifically to get the word out about unsingling to the Christians in Illinois. This is so important to me and just a mission that the Lord has put on my heart. So unsingling, it is what it sounds like to unsingle somebody, because in the Christian dating realm, it is almost impossible feeling to find any kind of specific location that you can go to and know almost for certain that the majority are actually Christian and that the majority are seeking a spouse. Because when it comes to the Christian dating realm, there really is no bar, right, that we can go to. Like, there was a study done about 100 men, non-Christians, and the very top location that they would go to find a spouse was the bar. And there is no Christian bar that we can go to. The closest thing we have, sadly, is like the church. And you shouldn't be going to church to find your spouse. You should be going to church to find Jesus. So it was put on my heart as a Christian single living in Chicago. What could I do? What's in my power? And hosting and connecting with people is something that God has just really gifted me in and just given me a really cool sphere of influence. And so I said, you know what? As much as it depends on me, let's try it. Let's try to make an event specifically geared toward connecting Christian singles.
That's beautiful. And I also want to say that it's been so fun to watch you grow this movement, because I remember when it was like in the very, very beginning stages of you saying like, could I actually make this work? Do you think people would be interested? And now turning around and seeing where God has placed you now with the influence that you do have and the networks that he has provided you with, you are able to bless so many people through this. So what was the kind of light bulb moment for you that kind of set off unsingling and you being like, okay, this is what I need to do?
Yeah, as the Lord works, it's often not in like a dream one night, but it's small, incremental voices that you hear of him just encouraging. And actually the IFI conference, the conference like 2 years ago you guys had, and you had this professor come in and give an incredible amount of statistics.
Yeah. So that was Professor Brad Wilcox. Yep.
Wow. Yep. And do you remember I remember the whole room was just in awe of the real life, very Christian-based statistics, both when it came to this is the goodness of a Christian marriage. Like, look how incredible, even to the world's eyes, a Christian marriage is and just how fruitful. But then he also gave the very real statistics of how many singles there are. And just sitting there, that was actually one moment in my road to starting unsingling where I was like, yeah, this is so important, because like kind of the word of like the future of the church is married. And this is not an idea. I've had some backlash from single Christians who are like, no. Like I can be living God's, you know, plan for me as a single. I said, absolutely. But if we believe that marriage, the union of marriage brings about children, then we know that the future of the future church needs to be married. This is God's will for us. It's his design for us. And if that is true, then as the church, we need to be helping this along. We need to be helping Christians along. So the IFI conference was actually a really big part of me really having the next step of like, yep, I need to start this.
That's excellent to hear, Rebecca, because those videos are on the IFI YouTube channel under the High Calling of Marriage and Family. And to your point, there are some commands in scripture about be fruitful and multiply. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the Lord desires godly children. And of course, those things should be all done in the context of marriage. And so my question to you then is, how can pastors or churches do a better job encouraging healthy marriages and more intentional about helping people meet and connect? Because you're right. We're not going to go to the bar unless it's a Christian coffee bar. They're few and far between. Let me put it that way.
Amen. My word to pastors is, it is shockingly not the pastor's job to lead you in absolutely every single aspect of your life, right? Like these poor pastors, these men, like bring me the word, okay? Be in the word and every Sunday bring it. Honestly, this is a call to the church. This is a call to people. Like 20 years ago, maybe even less than, how did people meet? They were set up, not by their pastor because that man has so much on his plate. It was by the congregation.
Yeah.
And so I think as a pastor, it's not that they need to be the one to matchmake and things like that. They need to give that over to the beautiful older women of their congregation, the strong men of their congregation, the married couples coming alongside the singles. And everyone, if you just thought for 9 seconds, you know of at least probably at least one or two Christian men and women.
Yep.
And so at the very least, making those connections and even as the body of Christ coming together. So I think just as pastors being aware of it, being aware that you have such a large amount of your congregation that are single and they are seeking. And if you know them well and they're a member of your church, then help them out. Like have the congregation help them out and don't make it weird. Like it doesn't need to be weird. It is like most Christian singles, if you are grounded in God's truth, they want to be unsingled. They are ready to be unsingled.
Yeah, no, I remember that when I was in my early 20s saying, I don't know if I'll ever get married. So I get that. But I do think that pastors have a role in maybe casting a 30,000 foot vision for the body of Christ. And then the particulars, certainly, like you say, should be done on the grade level. I want to tell a really quick story. So my oldest son was going to John MacArthur's church while he was going to the University of Southern California. One of those Sunday nights where it was the Ask the Pastor, he got up there and asked a question about this very thing, about marriage. And John MacArthur's response was quite humorous. He said if it was up to him, he would line all the single girls over there and all the single boys over there and just start matching them. Yeah, we don't live in a culture where we matchmake like that anymore, do we, Rebecca?
No, but let's lean more toward that way. Because as of right now, it's whatever you want. Find the woman that is so specifically, you know, for you, or find the man that's so specifically for you. But then we absolutely forget God's will. Love is a choice. Love is not a feeling when you see someone. It is the choice to love them for the rest of your life. And I do think while, you know, lining people up, and like, that's a little bit extreme. I think we need a little bit more of that. We need a little bit more of give this person a date. Or if they're a vetted man of God or a vetted woman of God, what is the harm of meeting and meeting for the intention of marriage? So I think at this point, I'm like, hey, what if you line them all up and then they all have to go on a date? You know what I mean? Maybe not married.
Can I say one more thing about that just real quick? In the movie Fiddler on the Roof or the play, right? There's a song in there, Do You Love Me? And you remember that? Do you remember?
Love it.
So, you know, we were matched make and we never even thought about, do I love you? What are you talking about? You know, I've been with you 30 plus years. What do you mean, do I love you? And it is a choice, and it is a sacrificial choice, often putting somebody else's interests ahead of your own, which can be very convicting when you think of it that way.
Amen.
I will add, though, I don't think any of us are condemning actually being in love and having those romantic attractions or feelings. I don't think that we're all purporting that that's the only way to get married. Rebecca, the reason that you set up unsingling is the mere fact of I want to give singles a chance to meet each other because maybe something will happen. Maybe they'll hit it off. Maybe one guy and one girl, they'll go on a couple dates with each other and then be like, wow. Actually, we really do complement each other very well. I remember there's this one testimony that you shared with me about this girl. I remember before you had sent me this testimony of her, I had met her at an event. And she's like, well, have you met my boyfriend? I was like, since when did this development happen? She's like, as of 2 months ago, I went to Rebecca Leland's Unsingling. And here we are 2 months later. And we are so happy together. And it was such a joyous moment where I'm like, wow, look at the influence that God has given Rebecca and how she's cultivating it to bless other people. And now I think it's 6+ months that they've been together. And it was all through the chance of these events happening, these experiences that you're allowing people to go to that are Christian first and foremost, and they're safe environments and they're low stakes. I know what you're having coming up this summer is swing dance sessions. Just come and learn how to swing dance and come and meet some people that you might have to take on a date. I don't know.
In that way, you can ask somebody to go dance with you. And if they have two left feet, you can say, well, not that one.
Or that one. You know what I mean? It depends.
You got to teach them how to dance.
Well, and the testimony to that couple is they just recently got engaged.
Oh, praise God.
Which is phenomenal. Oh. So, yes, which is amazing.
That is cool. How quick awesome. The turnaround was that?
Wow.
That was September they met.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
Yes, because when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and you are on the track knowing that you want to get married, once you do find someone whom you look at, and like Isaac and Rebecca,
yes.
Right? Whenever Rebecca was led toward Isaac, she saw him and they both were attracted to each other. So we're not saying that the attraction is out of the game, but we're saying that is a very natural part of men and women. Mm-hmm. Right now, the unnaturalness is how far apart we are. Isaac had to see Rebecca, Rebecca had to see Isaac. So that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to put Isaac's and Rebecca's in the same room so that the Lord can move.
I love Amen. That. And also that kind of segues into my next question for you is, don't we have dating apps that kind of do the same thing? What's the difference?
Online dating. I am so against it. I don't think I could be any more against it. The caveat is, I know Christian men and women who have met online.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know that the Lord has used online dating. I also know the statistics do not lie when it comes to believers. And while I do believe that you can be in a good heart attitude going online, more oftentimes out of not, specifically with my Christian girlfriends, anytime that they are led online, they have the weight of, I don't know if God's going to do this, so I'm going to go online. And this is where it is so important where your heart attitude is. And when I see online dating and I just see the way that you are swiping and the way that our minds are being formed, it is just so, my opinion, against like the scriptural way that a man is to pursue and the woman is to choose. And even if you use like fancy online apps that like make the guy do something first or the girl do something first, there is nothing compared to meeting in person, seeing someone's eyeballs, reading someone's body language, and not selling yourself. Because when it comes to an online dating app, you are writing things about yourself and you are trying to sell yourself through photos, trying to sell yourself through, and even the Christian online dating apps, I've talked to many people. And even if you are very, very diligent, you are going to see that person's face and characteristics before you see even what their religion is.
Yeah, their heart.
And I just, Right. And you just can't see that through an app. And while a lot of people are going that way, I really do believe that in person, there is nothing compared to in person.
You know, scripture does say that the Lord doesn't see the outward appearance of a man, but he judges the heart. And if we are Christians, that's what we should be doing, too. So anyway, all right, well, let's take a break real quick and we'll come right back and we'll do a second half. I've got more questions. I know Jenna has more questions for Rebecca, and we'll be right back after these brief announcements.
Need somewhere to belong? Try here. We're socialites. Find us at socialites.blog. We aim to cultivate meaningful friendships and create places for people to come together face to face.
We do weekly group, Bible study groups, swing dancing. We even do bonfires on occasion.
We also connect churches via their YA groups in the Chicagoland area.
We want to be the answer to the question of, where do you even meet people anymore? Come find us at socialites.blog. Check out some of the events we got going or any of the groups that we host regularly.
Socialites.blog.
This is an Illinois Family Institute, illinoisfamily.org update.
Illinois Family Institute has officially partnered with the Greater Than Campaign in their mission to overturn the devastating Obergefell decision. When Obergefell was passed, it was thought as this big win for adult equality. After all, don't homosexual couples just want the same tax breaks and legal rights as heterosexual couples? But what Obergefell also did was it opened the door for not only marriage to be rewritten and perverted, but also for parenthood to be redefined entirely. But moms and dads are not optional. They are not interchangeable. And every measurable marker proves that children need their mom and their dad. For the last decade, children have been stripped of their fundamental human right to their mother and their father. But enough is enough. The rights of children are more important than the desires of adults. Stand with the movement to overturn Obergefell. Go to greaterthancampaign.com to join.
Water, evidence of God's care. This is Ken Ham, an Aussie transplant with a passion for sharing the truth of God's word. We don't think much about the design of water, but it's actually a testament to God's care for us. Water has a high boiling point and a low freezing point, which keeps aquatic environments stable. And water is uniquely designed to become less dense right before it freezes, so it floats, allowing life to thrive under the ice. And ice even serves as an insulator to keep the water underneath from freezing. Water is also tasteless and odorless, making it perfect for cooking. And it's the universal solvent, meaning it can dissolve most particles. God's care for his creation can be seen in all he's made, even in a glass of water.
Plan your visit to the Ark Encounter located south of Cincinnati at AnswersRadio.com. Kids visit free. Go to AnswersRadio.com.
Okay, well, welcome back to the second half of our podcast. Today, we are speaking with Rebecca Leland, and she is doing something called Unsingling. And we want to ask her about any events that are coming up in the Chicagoland area. Maybe this is going to spread, maybe throughout the state, maybe throughout the nation. Hey, it's a good vision. It's a great vision. And we hope to help Rebecca spread the word. Jenna is with us today also asking some good questions. But what I want to know is from you, Rebecca, and maybe this is a little bit off topic, but what are the lies the culture is telling young people, especially Christian young people, about marriage, living a life of solitude?
What is the world telling Christian young people that's true these days? It's quite literally everything is on its head, right? Like when it comes.
Oh my goodness.
It's, like it's almost like overwhelming because you don't know where to start. Like if I'm sitting in front of a Christian woman, and just the other day I was at a banquet and I was sitting next to a Christian woman and she had just gotten engaged and we started talking about her friends and her Christian girlfriends. And she was just like, what do you think it is? She asked the same question, like, what do you think it is that's like keeping men and women apart? There's like a different lie per gender. For women, it is the idea of they are allowed to do the chasing, where the way that God created women is they are to be pursued. Because while a woman can do the chasing, it changes the dynamic. And just because you can catch a man doesn't mean that he was meant to be caught. And that is such a hard truth to tell a woman in the day of feminism,
oh,
right?
Oh my goodness, that is so good. That brings up another point that I want to talk to you about is the role of fathers, but even mom and dad, in encouraging their sons to be more confident, more proactive in doing the pursuing. I think our culture has become too soft and guys are not doing that. I don't know if they expect it to be all served up on a platter to them to say, hey, you know, here's your future bride. No, it doesn't work that way. You've got to pursue it. And I think Jenna and I have had talks about this, that guys just sit on the sideline way too much.
Yep. Because what is there that they're pursuing these days? If they want to eat, they get Grubhub. If they want to buy something, they go to Amazon, right? Part of me is just like, we need a new world war. We need them to go somewhere where they are actually like looking down like a barrel of a gun. And then whenever they come back to the States, asking a girl out, it's not that scary. Because, you know, they actually, and the real men, the men who are asking and pursuing women, obviously they haven't been in a war, but they are at a war with their flesh. And I think that is like the number one for men is they have to war with their flesh. And if they do not gratify their flesh, ready? The faster they're going to get married because they want a bride. They are ready for their bride.
Yep.
God is ready for them to have a bride. Because something that I love specifically for my Christian women is God loves you too much to let his daughter be married to a man that is not after God's own heart.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times with Christian women, babe, God is protecting you. He is protecting you from a marriage that you are not going to be satisfied in because he's not pursuing Christ. So for men, it's like die to your flesh. And for women, it's honestly die to your flesh. Don't take the reins. Like let the man pursue, because the one that pursues you in Christ and God allows him to, that's the marriage. That is the godly Christian marriage. And that's some ways that you can know if he's the one.
Amen.
Amen. Rebecca, where can people find you? How can people get connected with Unsingling?
Yes. Right now, we do have a Gmail. So unsingling@gmail.com. And we also have an Instagram. Our Instagram is very funny because about 1% of the people who follow have actually attended Unsingling. But it's been an amazing, incredible way of connecting with other Christian singles groups around the United States.
Amazing.
I have been floored with the amount of privately run, just women or men like me, who are Christians, who saw the need and are starting their own groups like Unsingling. So I met up with some women via FaceTime who are like from Michigan and Tennessee, some from Florida, from Texas. So it's been so cool to connect there in hopes of not specifically like us going to Texas or Indiana or things like that, but just encouraging one another, saying there are so many other Christian singles. But if you are interested, if you go to our Instagram, it's just Unsingling, then you can apply to attend an Unsingling event in Chicago.
Excellent. That's awesome. Are there any things that you need to meet in order to apply to an Unsingling event?
Yes. And this is actually where some controversy has arisen. And we have been super diligent in, as we prayed through Unsingling, what is the point of it?
Yes.
The point is to gather Christian singles who want to mingle. And the way that we ensure that, because I can't sit down and have a little interview with everyone, is you, whenever you apply, you say that you are single. You say that you are a active member of a local Bible-believing church, because that means you have sat down with the pastor and that pastor has made sure that as they were talking to you and you have committed to a church. And there have been quite a few of my close friends who are not members of churches. Mm-hmm. And I just encourage them. I say, if this is the reason you become a member of your church, praise God, because
right.
you wanted to attend a Christian singles event.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win situation, right? But that is a stipulation that we've been
pretty... Some of us need a little motivation, you know?
And I said, that's called positive peer pressure.
That's
and I'm
right.
for it.
Right. And there you go. That's where pastors should be involved. They should be making sure that they're discipling the young singles of their congregations to be active participants in the church. That is a fantastic stipulation. And when you're looking at somebody who wants to come to some of these events, or for example, I know our audience would have maybe kids that are of that age or grandkids that are of that age.
That's right.
How would you encourage them to talk to their son, daughter, like
yes.
family member or friend about kind of convincing them, maybe you should try this out? Because let's be honest, it is kind of intimidating going to a Christian singles event or any singles event or any event.
That is so true. I think my number one encouragement is if you just come once, right? Let's just say give God the chance to do it once. If your reason at all is surrounded by or even has a hint of fear, know that that is not of the Lord. We are called to fear the Lord, but we are not called to fear quite literally anything else. I think another way that you can think about it, if you really are getting worked up and you're getting, you know, in your head, I would say encourage yourself. And this is what helps me. Even as an extrovert, I get sometimes nervous to enter spaces that I don't know. And what the Lord has given me is he's like, Rebecca, get your eyes off yourself. What if there's someone there you can encourage? So then I can walk in to an event and I can say, oh, it's not about me. It's about me encouraging those around me. And I do believe that it has gotten me to so many events that I've been a little bit nervous to attend because of my own fears or not knowing what's going to happen, but just knowing, okay, like there might be someone the Lord wants me to encourage. And that might be my future husband, you know? So
amen.
I think that's a good encouragement.
Rebecca, what does it look like in real life?
Yeah. So Unsingling, once you apply, you get put onto the email list. The email list lets people know every month, once a month, whenever we have the event. Whenever you attend the event, you walk in. We have just about 10 minutes of mingling and just talking a little bit. And then over the summer, we are now doing swing dancing and line dancing. So I have a teacher come in and he teaches swing dance, or another teacher teaches line dance, depending on the day. And then everyone just talks or we dance, and it's just a really good time to just fellowship and be around each other. But then at the very end, and this is the difference, I think, between other groups or different things, whenever we clean up the space, because it's a donated space of a church that we're using, I encourage everyone to help clean up. And I encourage the women, you are not going to go up to a man and ask him out. It's the man's job to ask the woman out. And the woman, if you're interested in a man, go help him pick up chairs and make it pretty obvious that you're interested. You know, just be like, oh, can I get this? I can only pick up one, but you can pick up so many. But just like that, it gives the men the encouragement to ask. And there has been men who ask, and the woman just politely and encouragingly says, thank you so much for asking me. I'm not interested, but I want to thank you for asking me. Or she says, yes, I'm interested. And it's been so sweet to just give singles the ease of saying, here's your opportunity. Because at church, it's, you might see a cute girl or a cute guy, but there's not that initiating, go ahead and do it. And so it's really been cool to see just giving Christian singles that ability to be like, all right, here for the next 10 minutes, as we're all, you know, cleaning up, no eyes are on everyone. You have this freedom to go ask anyone in the room to go on a date.
That's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that you're doing line dancing. My wife and I dated for 10 months before we got married, and line dancing was a big part of it. So it was back in the day when country music was a hit and line dancing was a thing. It was fun, and I didn't have two left feet. So how about that? Where do you hold these events?
Yes, as of right now, it's at a church in Palatine. So my pastor has a connect with a lot of different churches. So he was able to actually put out the word at a couple of these Christian churches. And then one of them, by God's grace, is allowing me to host it there. And we release where it's actually at once you finish the application, just to make sure everyone who's attending is actually has gone through the application process.
And did you tell us how frequent you do these?
Once a month.
All right. Yeah. Tell us your email address one more time.
So the email is just unsingling@gmail.com.
That's pretty simple. Thank you, Rebecca, for joining us. Appreciate you. We should keep you in prayer in your efforts, and may this spread, and may the Lord be able to connect people in His will and in His way. Thank you for doing what you're doing and listening to the leading of the Lord. Until then, I'm Dave Smith and Jenna Smith and Rebecca Leland. We say thank you and adieu.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.